I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Gina Latuca is with us from the SPCA serving Erie County. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
All right, not one, but two bonded news hounds this morning.
A bonded pair who just happened to be mother and daughter.
Aww.
You know, we get attached to our moms, right? I don't know how many of us are attached to the point that we can't be separated. Well, these two are so intricately bonded. We never make it a requirement, especially when it's two larger dogs. Well, I should go back on that. Every so often, we do make it a requirement. Sometimes when dogs are bonded, it doesn't necessarily mean that they cannot function without each other. These two seem to be able to function when they're separate, but we've noticed their quality of life infinitely improves when they're together. It's Roxy and Rosie. It's not the kind of situation where it's a requirement. You know, one large dog is kind of a big ask of the community. Now we're asking that someone take the two together. So because they can function somewhat separate, we would allow for separate adoptions. However, we are so intent on getting these two adopted to the same home that we're waiving one adoption fee. So both are available for one adoption fee. Roxy, if people are looking at the picture, is the brown terrier mix. She's only 2 years old. Her daughter, Rosie, is 1 year old. And these two just light up when the other is presented back to them after being separate for a little bit of time. Maybe one's getting checked out in the infirmary or one's on a walk without the other. They light up when the other appears and they just tend to exhibit a lower stress level when the other is in the kennel with one.
What a great story.
I mean, it's nice when you have two dogs who know each other, comfortable around each other. And I think there's a lot of people don't just want one companion, but want a couple. You know, maybe they got a big house, big yard to fill, and now you have two, you know, are going to get along.
Okay, think about the guilt that's removed. We hear from some people, especially those who come in to do doggy entourage. I work all day. I would feel bad leaving the dog alone. Now you have two dogs who will keep each other company. Very, very sad situation. They came from a home very filled with love. Owner became ill, unable to keep them, and unable to place them. It was a very sad surrender. And it's one of those situations that, you know, every so often you have those moments at work that remind you of what you're doing there. And this is one of those situations. Bethany was very instrumental in helping with this very sad surrender. And now we would love to be able to say that these two dogs went into a home filled with an equal amount of love and attention.
Oh, let's do that. Let's do that. All right, so Roxy and Rosie, you could adopt them today and bring them to Paws in the Park tomorrow.
That's right. And remember, we do offer trial adoptions. So if you're thinking, geez, I wonder if I can be the home for these two, you can do it on a trial basis.
And not feel bad if it doesn't work out.
That's right. And Paws in the Park would be the perfect first full day with these two dogs. We're so excited over that weather forecast.
Oh, you've got a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I think.
The weather is going to hold up perfectly for this.
Oh, yes.
You can stamp it as a Brian guarantee.
I'm going to do that literally.
That way I'll take the heat if something goes wrong. But that's, I think, right. The weather's going to be great, and it's great to get out there with the dogs, which, I mean, all my dogs are loving having this great weather stick around where you haven't had to worry about rain or, you know, anything like that to have any mess in the backyard or where they don't want to go outside.
Not too much mud, right, for the owners to worry about. First time ever. It's our 31st year, but it's our first time ever at Knox Farm State Park. We're so excited to be there this year. If you're listening, somehow it's the first time you've heard about Paws in the Park. It's happening tomorrow. Not too late to sign up. All the details at yourspca.org, or you can walk up tomorrow and register. If you're still on the fence with your plans for tomorrow morning, come join us tomorrow. The whole thing should be wrapped up by around 2 o'clock, and I think they said even if there is a little bit of rain, it wouldn't be until later.
Right.
So
what time does registration open tomorrow? What time is the walk?
They can come right out anytime after 9:30, 10 o'clock, come out. We've got some fantastic sorority groups helping with the multiple parking areas. We even have a shuttle to take you from certain parking areas to Knox Farm State Park. That's going to help a little bit with the parking. We've got vendors out there who will be in all of the stables. If you're familiar with Knox Farm State Park, we've got some music, we've got food trucks, we've got dog competitions. Even if you just want to come out and have a good time, maybe you don't have a dog, but you want to help the animals at the SPCA, come on out. Maybe you have a group of friends looking to do something tomorrow. We've got many teams registered. Come out and register as a team.
Okay. If you want to do so right now online, where can you do it?
YourSPCA.org. All the details are right there from our homepage.
All right. Hope it's very successful.
We'll let you know next week how we do.
And good luck with Rosie and Roxy.
Thank you. Hopefully we'll see the two girls out there too.
I hope so.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.